Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Mackenzie Carpenter, otherwise known as Jacket Potato.
Welcome. My alter ego.
Welcome to Absolute Radio Country.
Thanks for having me.
We should explain the Jacket Potato thing because you came in here bedazzled and bejeweled in a silver lamé leather racing jacket. You said you were worried that it was giving astronaut.
Yeah, but apparently it's jacket giving potato. Jacket potato. And that's my new favorite phrase. When I get back home, I'm going to start ordering jacket potatoes and they're going to be like, hey, what's wrong with this?
They'll
girl?
Be like, oh, she's traveled.
She's experienced.
Do you ever do that thing when you go, because people do this all the time, like you go on vacation and wherever it is, like you go to Italy and you've been eating like, you know, delicious whatever, burrata all day and drinking wine for lunch and you get back, you know, to Idaho and you're like, well, I guess I'll have some Rioja.
Some wine.
with my pappardelle.
Yeah, you start saying like the phrases that they're saying and you're like, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Hey, have you been to the UK before?
This is my first time.
Okay, so you haven't had time to pick up any phrases yet?
No, tell me one.
Well, you got one, jacket potato.
Jacket potato is good. And then next, I've learned that you guys add like a little extra do. Like instead of meet me there, it's like do meet me there.
Oh, sure.
And yeah. I love that. I think it's so cute.
Yeah. Okay. You can start doing that when you go back.
Please. Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to find other ways to use it, but I like it.
Hey, where are you from?
I'm from a different Hull. It's called Hull, Georgia.
Is it called Hull, Georgia?
Yes.
See, that's interesting because I am from a different Bristol. I am from Bristol, Tennessee. Originally.
Okay.
And there's a Bristol, England. I mean, America just named all of its towns after towns in the UK, basically.
True. Yeah. I think there's a lot of crossover in the naming.
So what's your Hull like?
Small, perfect, southern, you know.
Yeah.
There's not much to do there. It's kind of like, you know, one stoplight, a post office kind of vibe. But it's near, like, the University of Georgia.
Okay.
So there's, like, some nightlife and a really fun downtown, some iconic venues, like, not too far away.
The University of Georgia, is that the Dogs?
Yeah, it is.
There we go.
You know.
I do know. Because I was going to be a veterinarian for a time in my life. And when
way.
I was growing up, I would volunteer at the local veterinarian hospital, and the veterinarian was a University of Georgia graduate.
So they have a great school for that, apparently.
I guess. Yeah, he's doing fine.
Apparently.
But here we are in a radio station talking about your music, which is so exciting. Dozen Red Flags. I mean, we've been loving loads of things. Like, obviously, you've got the one with Midland at the moment, which we're loving.
I wish you would.
I wish you would. A Dozen Red Flags. I think that so many people can relate to that song.
It has been a really fun one to see people respond to because, you know, the girls, they really get it. They're like, we're just like blinded by so many things. Like he shows up with all his red flags, but he's like tall and he's cute. And we're like, woo.
Yeah. I think anybody can relate to that because it's, you know, we've all been in situations where you're like, how many red flags do I need?
And why do we always ignore them?
Yeah.
Like what in us is like, no, I don't know. I see that, but I don't know.
Do you think it's like, well, I mean, I guess it could be on the positive side, it could be you just want to see the good in people and you want to assume. And then, you know, the other side is like, I can fix him.
Yes. There are both sides for sure. I think.
Have you found yourself on both sides of that?
100%. There's always, your mind is going both ways. Like maybe I can fix this situation if I just like stick it out a little longer, or like maybe they'll change, or maybe I didn't see what I think I saw.
Sure, yeah.
But most of the time you did.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's like just trust yourself.
Yeah.
And rate yourself as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Absolute Radio Country. Mackenzie Carpenter, first time in the UK.
Woo.
Already been shopping.
Yeah, heck yeah. That was my first stop.
Yeah. Are you a bit of a, like wherever you go, you need to go shopping?
Actually, no. This is kind of new for me. And I feel like it's rare that I go and I find so many things that I want. But I am saying that London is doing me dirty in the best way.
Sure.
Because I like don't understand the exchange rate.
Pricey.
And so I go out and I'm like, oh, oh, it's this much? And then I realize it's like way more.
Yeah, I know. It's a tricky situation.
And so yesterday, this guy's like, I think he's giving me a deal. But then once I like did the math in my head, I'm like, oh, it's like regular price.
Don't do the math.
Yeah. That's the thing. I think bottom line, don't do the math.
Hey, there's another one for you. You know what they say here instead of math?
What?
Maths. Plural. Isn't that crazy?
What?
I know. Look at them all.
Okay.
Makes sense to them, okay. Not to us. Maths. Yeah. Hey, Country Queen.
Hey.
So this is the new album, which I love so much. I love the
Thank
name
you.
Of it. Hey, you know what we've not been able to get enough of, Mackenzie?
Tell me more.
Your song with Midland.
Honestly, same. Like, I've so honestly been listening to it on repeat. It's like there's something in that song that just you have to play it again and again and again.
Those boys are rowdy.
They are rowdy.
I mean, we've had them in many times. We love them. I've been out on the town with them.
Oh, so you've been, you know.
I had to have a blood transfusion afterwards. they're so, so great. And it's like herding cats.
That is actually what I've heard a lot of people do explain it like
Yeah,
that.
But in a good way.
They
I like cats.
They have such a hilarious reputation. And I love it. That's honestly one thing that like attracted me to them as a group. It's just like, honestly, they're like beautiful chaos.
Yeah,
I love it so much.
Yeah,
I do. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, no bar is safe. They're going to dance on
no
it.
No bar is safe.
They are going to dance on it. And the super exciting thing is that you are joining the lineup for the Long Road Festival.
Ooh.
On the night. Midland are performing.
Yes.
So that's going to be fun.
A big moment for us.
It must be great. Like, you make these friendships and you do these collaborations within the country world. And then, of course, all of you are traveling around the world all the time, maybe bumping into each other at airports. And then I suppose it's only big events like, you know, C2C or the Long Road where you get to actually maybe do some stuff with some of your friends.
I know. What are the odds that we're going to cross over on that same show? It's going to be such an amazing moment.
So what's going to be different about this trip? Like, are you going to hit places you haven't been before?
Because,
you know, you had some time to see London and kind of see the UK with C2C.
Yep. I actually, so on the back end of the trip, I have to be back because I have to go to Dollywood.
Let's talk about Dollywood.
And I've never been.
You have never been to Dollywood?
But no, we need to talk about here because I need people to send me all the recommendations because I need to go before the show.
Okay, I got
you. Like, I mean, I've never seen the Eiffel Tower. Like, I feel like that's a must.
Oh, well, pop over to Paris.
Right?
And the great thing is,
pop over to Paris.
You can literally pop over to Paris because you can just get a train from London to Paris.
You can and do it all.
From the center of London to the center of Paris.
That's
you know,
beautiful.
When my parents came to visit from Tennessee, they wanted to go to Paris. We went for the day. Like, we went on the train that morning. We did the whole Paris thing. And then we got on the train and came back to London that night. So
that
you can totally do
it.
That
is incredible.
Yeah, and it's also really fabulous to tell people you did that, right?
I want to.
Like, you'll go back and be like, popped over to
Just
Paris
Just popped
for
over
the day.
To Paris on the train.
I got
from
this
Central
new
London.
Gold lamé pantsuit.
I need one. Hopefully they have one. Get
okay,
it ready for me.
I feel like we've done that. I need to talk about Dollywood.
Dollywood? Well, I've never been.
Well, I've been multiple times because
Tell
I grew up just down the road from it.
Yeah, like a couple hours.
And so my dad's factory, like when they would have factory days for the family,
oh
it
my
was
goodness.
Always at Dollywood. So we would go to Dollywood.
So you have a deep
and then
love.
Every
and like,
time I go back, and if I have any British people with me, they're always
take them?
Like, we go to Dollywood.
Wait, that's amazing. I'm so glad. I can't believe I haven't gone yet.
It's
because
like,
she is like my true country queen.
There are some big rides.
Really?
Like, there are proper rides at Dollywood. You know, like roller coasters, water
Heck
things,
yeah, I
and
know.
All that.
But hey, that means a lot because, you know, sometimes you can say that it's like an amusement park and then it's like...
It's an amusement park.
So
but then you've
go
also
her.
Got the Dolly Parton Museum.
You know, I would expect nothing less from her. The bigger, the better.
Her tour
you
bus
know?
Is there.
No way.
An old tour bus, yeah. She probably got a much nicer tour bus
yeah,
nowadays.
Probably.
Solid gold. Her coat of many colors, her little
it's
coat
there.
Of many... Here's the thing about it, and don't get me wrong, love it. It's not as colorful as you imagine.
No.
Like, what do you, when you listen to Code
that
of Many
is
Colors.
That's not what I was expecting you to say.
Are you imagining, like, Joseph in his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat?
100%, like a rainbow.
Yeah, like a box of Crayola crayons.
100%.
It's not. There's
so it's
a lot
not
of
giving
kind of,
jacket potato well.
There's a lot of gingham and calico and some browns.
Oh.
To be fair, it
but
is
I
many
love
colors.
That.
It's just not many bright colors.
Okay, it's a little, it's muted colors.
But still, you will stand okay. there and one silent tear will roll down your cheek while you're watching it. It's lovely.
I can't wait to experience this. I'll have to try to send you a selfie.
Did you know that Dollywood is the United States' biggest eagle reserve?
You are blowing my mind with these Dollywood facts.
I've got them all.
I've got them all.
I've got them all. So Dollywood, the not just the theme park, not just the place to get like Granny's cinnamon apple rolls, which you have to get.
Yum.
Not just her coat of many colors, her tour bus, her Oscars. All of those things are there, right? It is also, it preserves mountain crafts. So all the like mountain crafts people are there. Shoeing your horses, etc. There's a church.
Wow.
And it is an eagle reserve, the biggest one.
That might be, you might have just like described all the best things in one place. So I'm glad I already have a trip planned.
And then the gift shop.
Stop. It doesn't stop there.
The gift shop. You're going to come away with so many Dolly Parton t-shirts. That's I'm so amazing. Excited for you.
Well, you know, a song on the album, Red, Wine, Blue, she actually came to me in a dream and gave me the idea.
Dolly Parton came to you in a dream?
She did. I mean, she doesn't really know I exist, but she came to me in a dream.
Oh, she knows you exist. Do you know what? I bet she does know you exist because Dolly is constantly surprising. We've had her on the show quite a few times.
Wow.
And she is so switched on with new artists and new music. Like,
that's
she
amazing.
Has got her finger on the pulse.
Well, hopefully she'll hear it and be proud of the idea she gave me in a dream.
So you were dreaming.
Yep.
And here comes Dolly.
Here she comes.
Looking great.
In a cloud, looking like a sleigh.
And so tell me about that.
Yeah, she came to me in a dream, and she like it was like we were writing the song together in my dream. But then, of course, I woke up, and all I remembered was like that she gave me this title, and that in my dream we wrote the song together. And so I wrote it down really quick when I woke up, and I went downstairs, and my great-grandmother's piano was in the house, and so I started like writing it. And then I had to write that day later on, and I took it in, and it just turned into the beautiful, amazing song that it is. And so I really hope that one day she hears it, and she's, like, proud.
She will hear it. She will hear
so.
It. And she'll be so supportive.
Yes.
Because she's Dolly.
I actually was in one of her music videos.
Were
not
you?
That long ago. I'm in the choir.
Which one?
Peace Like a River.
You're in the video?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Random connections through people that we know, and she was looking for this choir, and so boom, 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 there I was. Dolly calls, I go.
The dream before or after this situation?
It was after, so maybe she was in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you going to Dollywood?
I'm playing a show, but it's a secret show, kind of.
A secret show?
Yeah.
That you're announcing at Dollywood?
No, it's like a private show. So it's like, I can't be like, come to the show.
Oh, I got you.
But I'll be there hanging out.
Go at Christmas. Go back at Christmas.
Oh,
they've got like 60 million Christmas
dream.
Lights at Dollywood.
Million? Oh my gosh. You know it all. You need to be like, go there.
If I'm ever on a quiz show where I have to pick a specialty
preaching
subject.
Preaching the gospel of Dollywood.
Yes, Dollywood. Hey, speaking of songwriting.
Yeah.
You've written loads of songs for other people that we love as well.
Like, I love to hear that.
Well, obviously, I'm Not Pretty.
Yes.
Megan Maroney, which is such a massive, massive song. When you write something like that, were you writing it kind of with her, for her? Did you write it for her? Were you like, this is quite good, might keep it? Like, how did that work?
So we actually write together a lot, and we have a little crew of us that we call Jimmy James. And so we wrote like, Indifferent, if you've heard that one, 28th of June, The
if
Girls.
I've heard that one. Yeah, we've heard that one.
Hair Salon, Nothing Crazy, our duet, I'm Not Pretty. We have written a lot of songs together, and I'm just like such a fan of her as a human, as an artist, all the things. When we go in a room, we kind of know like who's wearing the artist hat, who's wearing the songwriter hat.
Right.
And most of the time when we're together, like we're writing for her next project. And
right.
So it's been so fun to see those songs like take off and have a life of their own. And we've gotten to tour together a lot. We're about to go back on tour together, and to get to see those songs like in action with her fans like the night of, it's been a really, really special process.
That's another one though that's like girl power.
Oh yeah.
You know, like we were talking about your song Dozen Red Flags.
Yeah.
Which so many people can relate to. I think so many people can relate to I'm Not Pretty as well. And I have to say, and I said this at the time when it came out, not just that, but some other songs that you've worked on and some of Megan's other songs. It's the first time that in country music I really heard references to people's modern life.
Mm.
Do you know, like Instagram and things like that? Like done in a way that seemed really authentic and not done in a way that seemed like, oh, we need to drop these things in because this
we
want
to try to seem modern.
Yeah, it just seemed like you know, coming out of your mouth when you talk about red flags or coming out of Megan with
saying
I'm Not
Instagram,
Pretty Instagram.
Yeah.
It sounds so authentic. And it actually felt to me like the moment that country music moved with the times.
Wow.
You know, it didn't feel like, you know what I'm saying?
We were trying too hard. Like, it felt real. Thank you for saying that.
No, it really felt that way. And it really felt like the future of country music. So congratulations on being
Thank
a part
you.
Of that.
I'll be a part of anything she wants me to be a part of.
Just before I let you go, you made your Grand Ole Opry debut in 2023. Yes. What a huge moment that must have been.
It was actually probably one of the best moments of my career so far. Like, most of my whole hometown showed up on a Tuesday night at the Opry. We had a whole little section out there, and it's just exactly as magical and as perfect as everyone describes it to be. Like, I swear there's like butterflies in the air when you walk in the building. And so any chance I get to play there is like a dream.
And every dressing room backstage has a theme, right? And has like perfect legends that have been in that dressing room, or that was their favorite dressing room. Do you remember which one you had?
So they have like a debut room that you go into. Then they have like a females of country music room that I've been in. And then they have a mini pearl room that I've been in. They do it so well, where they have like,
you really
actual shoes and photos of like from that artist's time. And so you feel like, you know, a little piece of them is with you when you step into the circle that night.
And Minnie Pearl, we should explain, because Minnie Pearl, God bless her, didn't translate to the UK. But she was a massive cultural
icon. Yeah.
Not just in country music, but just everybody knew Minnie Pearl in the States. And she was a regular at the Grand Ole Opry. She was a regular on a television show called Hee Haw, which was a variety show that spotlight. It was like comedy and music and a really iconic show. And Minnie Pearl was a character. She wore a great hat with a price tag on it. She was way ahead of like hip hop when it came to leaving the tag on.
I know. I think, I mean, I'm kind of like that on accident. I feel like I always have a tag hanging off of something.
And Minnie Pearl's catchphrase?
Howdy!
So good to meet you, Mackenzie Carpenter.
You too.
Can't wait for you to come back.
Can't wait.
And I can't wait to see your Jacket Potato. Glowing
on the stage.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk Podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.